Hey everybody, this is Fabio Queen, and today I've got another update on Lamar Whitehead. So, I believe it was on Easter, Lamar Whitehead was kicked out of Bishop Hezekiah Walker's church in Brooklyn, New York. Now, at the time, Hezekiah Walker was celebrating 30 years of pastoring, so they were doing a concert, and he thought he can show up and be able to walk right through, but he was stopped by security. The reason why he was stopped was because, well, they say he didn't have a band, and so without the band you couldn't get in. But then he said he had a band, and he was told that the reason why he couldn't get in was because there was no more seating. So instead of accepting what was told to him, he got very, very upset and started arguing with security. It got to the point to where police had to be called. You know, ever since he's been found guilty of all five charges in his federal case, he's been going live almost every day trying to prove his innocence. Now, he went live on Instagram, basically upset, calling everybody snakes because people have turned on him since he's been found guilty. And he feels like, you know, they should not have ever turned on him. He feels like they shouldn't believe what they heard as far as the case is concerned. The other thing, too, about Lamar Whitehead is that he thinks he is above God. He always places himself on a pedestal, which is a very, very dangerous thing to do. Hence the reason why he is falling very hard the way he is. You should never place yourself on a pedestal, right? The other problem is that he loves to use the Bible to try to compare his life to the prophets. Problem with that is nothing about his life can be compared to the prophets of the Bible. He has used Jonah and he has used Job. Nothing about his life can he compare to Jonah or even Job at all, because neither one of them committed any crimes, and that's not what the Bible talks about. Right? And then he wants to use the scripture, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. First of all, you need to go back and relearn that scripture, because it was not talking about you. That's another thing. He takes scriptures out of context. So basically, he couldn't go into the service, the program at Hezekiah Walker's church. He also claimed that him and Hezekiah Walker are friends. I really doubt that. I really, really doubt that Hezekiah Walker wants to be associated with somebody like him. I really doubt that. And the sad part, I know it's so hard to believe, but he actually was consecrated to become a bishop, unfortunately. I can't remember the first name of the person that did it, but his last name was Caldwell, Bishop Caldwell. And there was also an apostle that took part in ordaining him. Problem is, he should have never been ordained in the first place. It's number one, to even be a bishop, you must be blameless. He's not blameless at all. And also to be married to one wife. Allegedly, him and Asia is not married. Allegedly. That's what's being said. So he should have never became a bishop in the first place. But just because you are a bishop does not mean that you are above following the rules of somebody else's church just because you're a bishop. You still have to follow the rules of the church. If they said that there is no seating at Hezekiah Walker's concert program, then there's no seating. There's no point in arguing with somebody over seating. You look crazy. And I'm not surprised that he was kicked out of the church, because I remember when DMX passed away and they had his funeral at Pastor A.R. Bernard's church. He was removed from there too. They removed him from the funeral. They sure did. So I'm not surprised. But he better be careful about placing himself above everybody or on a pedestal, because you're not above everybody and you're not even that important. Basically, you're irrelevant. Really. And the stuff that I've heard him say on his Instagram is crazy. You can literally tell that mentally he is not there. It's like he's in a delusional state. He really feels like he is above God. He really thinks that God is still with him. And God is not even with him. God is not speaking to him. He can't prophesy. He still thinks that he's anointed. He's not even anointed. Never been anointed at all. I mean, it's just crazy at how he thinks. But I want to say this to everybody, because I don't know how he seems to feel that people should still, are supposed to still be around him after the things that he has done. First of all, the Bible does speak on people, right? Sometimes you have to leave people where they're at. If they're not doing right, and you see that they're not doing right, and they're constantly doing it, and they have no inklings of changing or stopping, then you need to disassociate yourself from those people. It's okay to do that. It's okay to do that. The Bible speaks on it. It's okay. So this thing about him being mad because people don't want to associate themselves with him, he can be mad because it's their right. Nobody has to be around someone like that. I'll take this for an example. When you see preachers manipulating in the church, right? You have every right to get up and walk away and never to return to that church. Why? Because you don't want to associate yourself with a church or a pastor that is manipulative. You don't. Same difference with him. You don't want to associate with him. You know that he's been scamming people and committing fraud and all that stuff. And he needs to understand that. Yeah, we all know that he's not perfect. At the same time, he doesn't have a repentant heart. He doesn't see his wrongs. He don't think that he committed these crimes. But the proof is out there. So, come July 1st, he'll be sentenced. And even when he's sentenced, he still has cases against him. So even while he's sitting in jail, he still has to deal with the cases against him. Like Paulie Anderson's case. He still has to deal with that. He has a case against, Glory of God Christian Church has a case against him. The church that he illegally obtained. So he still got cases that he needs to deal with too. And I mean, one thing he needs to realize is that one way or another, God will cause something to make you humble yourself. If he's not humble, until he submits to God wholeheartedly, completely, and genuinely, with a pure heart, nothing is going to really come of him. And all the people that are still following him and listening to him, I hate to say it, but you're just as delusional as he is. And it's sad. It's really, really sad. So many people blinded, just blinded, won't see the people for who they are. If you remember what Maya Angelou said, when people show you who they are, believe them. Yeah, believe who he is. Believe who he is. But anyway, again, Bishop Lamar. I didn't mean to call him a bishop, but Lamar Whitehead has been kicked out of Bishop Hezekiah Walker's church. I know one more thing. I know a lot of people are asking, where is Asia? Asia does not want no parts to any other things that he's got going on. There's one smart thing that she's done. Now, my only problem with Asia is a very anointed person, but I just don't understand why she didn't use discernment when it came to him. Because God did not bless her with a man like that. He did not. But somebody that's supposed to be a prophet, she should have seen that. She's not even supposed to be a bishop either. And that's Bible. She's not supposed to be a bishop. She's a woman. You can't be married to a woman and be a bishop. That's just Bible. But I just wanted to say that just to kind of answer that question. Because everybody's always asking, well, where's Asia? Why isn't she with him and all that other stuff? Yeah, I know she's been left like a long time ago. But anyway, stay tuned for more. If anything else happens, I will be coming back and letting you guys know. Anyway, thank you for listening, and y'all have a great day.